And we will start in earnest. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with a prayer, and then we're going to go straight into the opening meditation. And in the middle of the opening meditation, there will be a little channeling from spirit. So if you want to get yourselves nice and comfortable, please, I'm going to find some lovely music to play in the background. This is one of Andrew's compositions. For those of you who are new with us this evening, Andrew, my partner, who was here just a moment ago, he composes these lovely pieces of music and makes them available as license-free downloads from our website in the library section. And we're very happy for you to use the music in your own workshops and meditation groups and client sessions. And you'll find quite a lot already there that you can get hold of. But I think some of his stuff is really, really nice. Okay, take a few breaths then, people, and close your eyes, please, and we'll start with the opening prayer. All-powerful divine, you who are present in the universe and in the smallest of creatures, you who embraces with your tenderness all that exists, pour out upon us the power of your love, that we may protect life and beauty. Fill us with your peace, that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. Divine, Saviour of the poor, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this earth, so precious in your eyes. Bring healing to our lives, that we may protect the world and not prey upon it, that we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only for gain at the expense of the poor and the earth. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united with every creature as we journey towards your infinite light. We thank you for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray, in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. Let this then be so, for the greater good of all and to harm none. So mote it be. Amen. So this prayer was called A Prayer for Our Earth. It was published by Pope Francis in his encyclical Laudato Si. Keep your eyes closed then. Have a good fidget around, and we'll go straight from here into our opening earth healing meditation. Take a few breaths. Relax. Make sure that there's no tension or stress in your shoulders, neck, hands or feet. If you can, make sure that your feet are nice and flat on the ground, but if you are sat on the ground or sat in a hammock, then don't worry too much about that. It's not essential. Focus on the sound of my voice and the music. I want you to imagine the earth, to see it spinning in space. A blue-green marble, luminous, against the darkness. The earth is overlooked by the sun and moon, who cast down upon it the luminous light of their rays. A golden, brilliant brightness and a silvery, cool sheen. Focus your attention on our planet, zone in on it, imagining yourself swooping and diving deep through the stratosphere of the earth into the blue atmosphere, down through the brilliant blue sky and clouds. Glide for a moment with the creatures of the sky, sailing on the high thermals, feather light, swooping through banks of cloud, wet and moist against your skin. The coolness of the sky's air blowing across your face, whilst the warmth of the summer sun tingles your skin. Focus on the earth beneath you as it appears, glittering turquoise seas, soaring mountains, emerald green grasses, golden fields of corn swaying in ethereal breezes. Focus on the fruits and bounty of the earth, the life-giving powers of its waters, its abundant splendors rich and overflowing. Focus on the earth, teeming with life, abundant with creatures, brothers and sisters, shining examples of love and harmony and peace. Focus on the earth and allow yourself to be conduits through which the power of the infinite might flow, reaching down its hand to heal the world and birth it anew. Pouring down upon the planet, the light and power of the sun and moon, representatives of the Divine Father and Divine Mother, twin beams of gold and silver light, showering the planet with hope and healing, pour through you as their conduit and representative, out into the land, out into the water, out into the sky, down into the creatures of the world. See the earth glowing with light, healed through your good grace. See it renewed, restored, transformed, blessed by the power of the divine. And as the light flows through you, chant with me, Ra, Ma, Da, Sa. 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 Keep the chant going. Ra, Ma, Da, Sa. As the energy pours, Ra, Ma, Da, Sa. Through your being, Ra, Ma, Da, Sa. Into the earth, Ra, Ma, Da, Sa. 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 Now hear the words of Spirit as I open myself to receive and share them with you all now. Mankind was made in the image of the divine, a truth which means that the divine essence of humanity holds an embryo inside it, a holographic representation of the greater whole, a spark and part of the one true source of all light and love. This ember, burning in the heart and core of humanity, makes them divine, whether they are conscious or unconscious of this truth. And as such, when they walk upon the earth, they have the potential power to become living representatives and conduits of the divine light that they were forged from here on earth, to carry the blessing of the Creatrix out throughout the world. Throughout the world and throughout time, throughout culture, it has been customary for some to remove their shoes when they have entered into sacred spaces. Many have falsely believed that this was in order to prevent the dirt and grime of the outside world, the world of the mundane, from entering into the realm of the divine, the house of the god and goddess, that this is not true. The truth is that when we walk barefooted into sacred spaces, we contribute to their sacredness with our own blessed sanctity. We bless them through the divinity of our presence, through the divine light that we carry inside, that small piece of us that is God and Goddess. And so we were, in the ancient and original times, encouraged to enter into these sacred spaces barefooted, so that the divine contribution of our light and gift might flow more freely into these sacred churches and cathedrals, into these sacred circles of stones. We might laud and magnify them through our presence and our light. Now still, when we walk upon the earth barefooted, when we sit, when we place our palms amongst the grasses and the soil, we can allow ourselves to be once again conduit of our own divine radiance, as well as that divine radiance that flows and pours through us, in order that we might contribute to the blessing of the world and aid it in its recovery and ascension, allowing light to fall from the palms of our hands and the soles of our feet into the deep earth below and enrich it with our light and love. It can be then as simple as walking with intent upon the earth, offering ourselves that we might be used to convey what the land needs at any moment in time. It can be as simple as stepping out into our back garden or yard and extending our arms up towards the skies, that the light might pour forth from the palms of our hands and bless the air and wind. It can be as simple as being mindful when we toil the soil, when we garden, prune and weed, that we utter blessings that we sow with our seeds into the planet, that we remind her that we love her, that she is seen and needed, that we go about our ordinary day conveying the blessings of our light in our ordinary ways, walking the dog, walking to work, mowing the lawn, breathing the air, tilling the soil, living our life in a state of perpetual, divine, blessed love, lauding and magnifying the world in which we live through the gracious sharing of our own divine light. I am the Archangel Uraniel, guardian angel to this channel, child of Uriel, Archangel of the Earth. I bring you these words to remind you of your power, to remind you of your duty and responsibility to the world in which you live, to remind you of how simple acts of generosity and kindness of thought and heart can contribute to the transformation of your planet and its healing in every day, in every way, mindfully and given with love. Take then these words, use them well, share them in love. May they bless you as you move forwards into a new week. Take a few breaths then, and begin to release the visions in your mind of the earth, of the light, of the sun and the moon, allowing the final vestiges of our celestial satellites, light and energy to flow through you out into the planet. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe down through your legs and feet. Roots of energy deep and wide into the earth like the roots of a tree to ground yourself. Breathe in and out. Breathe energy into the sacral and solar plexus chakras, helping your consciousness to blur back into the focus of your body, to center and balance yourself here in the now. Breathe in and out. Protect yourself in your usual way if you feel the need to do so, and slowly and gently begin to return to your room, to your chair, to the sound of my voice. And when you are ready, in your own time, slowly and gently open your eyes and return. So the Ra Ma Da Sa mantra that we used in the meditation is part of a Kundalini yoga mantra. It is an earth healing mantra, which is taken from a larger mantra, which is Ra Ma Da Sa Sa Se So Hong, which is called the Siri Gayatri mantra, and it is chanted for the healing of the holistic self. Ra is the sun, Ma is the moon, Da is the earth, and Sa is infinity. So this part of the mantra that we use for earth healing is saying sun, moon, earth, infinity, Ra, Ma, Da, Sa. And then the other part, Se, is the totality of infinity, and So Hong is I am thou, which transforms the mantra for earth healing into a mantra that draws upon the healing power of the sun, moon and earth in order to heal the self. Sun, moon, earth, infinity, totality of infinity, I am thou. So these two mantras can be used for earth healing, Ra Ma Da Sa, or drawing upon the power of the sun, moon and earth in order to heal the self, Ra, ma, da, sa, se, so, hong. Now, if you didn't manage to scribble all of that down, don't worry, just shoot me an email and I can send you a little bit of information with that mantra on it. Mantras aren't everybody's cup of tea. They're my cup of tea. I like a good mantra. And I like a good mantra that we can use in two ways, like this one, for healing the earth and healing ourselves. So hopefully those of you who are mantra boys and girls would have enjoyed that as well. Okay, so I'm going to stop the recording now.